Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes returns to court for his trial on charges related to the Capitol riot. Rhodes graduated from Yale Law School. He was a clerk on the Arizona Supreme Court, but for people he worked with, like Matt Parry, Rhodes came across as angry.
When I made the jokes about Stuart having, you know, being the next Hitler, I really meant that he was going to lead some kind of charge against the government, just like Hitler did at the Beer Hall Putsch, get arrested, be in jail, and that was going to be it, and that was going to be the end of Stuart.
Parry told the AP Rhodes alienated his Republican boss in the Arizona Supreme Court and eventually left the job. Jim Arroyo was president of an Oath Keepers chapter in Arizona.
Stuart will, in my opinion, go down as a person who created one of the greatest organizations this country's ever seen and then destroyed it single-handedly at the same time.
Arroyo says Rhodes wanted to send Oath Keepers to the Mexico border in an armed operation to support Border Patrol. Rhodes and four others are on trial in a rarely used Civil War-era law against attempting to overthrow the government. I'm Ed Donahue.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.